Well, hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. I'm your host, Vanessa Green, and you are listening to Angler News SA, where my reporters and I bring you the latest fishing news. And the word of this week from all of us is perseverance. Guys, that is exactly what brought in the fish over this past week. We assumed that it was going to be really trying conditions, and don't get me wrong, it was for most of the part. However, during the rainy period over the weekend, and even considering how the rains has washed down and made the water look a little unpleasant, anglers went out and got an amazing array of species, especially down the south coast. Guys, the fishing was truly epic. There are so many catches to talk about. And whether you're fishing rock and surf or offshore, or whether you're targeting those edibles or non-edibles, the fish were on the bite. So perseverance, guys, that's exactly what it's about. Now, we are expecting a few big seas over the next few days. However, there will still be anglers out there fishing. And if last week was anything to go by, I have no doubt that this week it'll be another one where fortune will favor the bold. So guys, this week on the KZN coastline, we have seen Kuta on the offshore side. There has been tuna, there has been Dorado. There has been some fantastic bottom fishing on your rock and surf side. Like I said, whether it's edibles or non-edibles, they have been on the bite. And we are going to tell you exactly what's been coming out and where they have been coming out from. And as for the freshwater side, well, it is bass all week long. Guys, a huge 5.8 kilo bass coming out of Mudma. Yanni's going to tell us more details about that and what it has been feeding on. And apart from that, that trout action is still on fire. So we're going to get into all of it, and we shall get into all of it in great detail as we always do. But before that, guys, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, and these are the stores you certainly want to pop into.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
So there we go. There is really no reason not to pop into the Kingfisher, not just for that amazing tackle that you're going to need right now, but also for that expert advice and tips on what we are catching over this weekend. Now, let's get into what we are catching over this weekend, starting off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, who's going to be telling us all about the species that have been coming out and this change of weather that is coming through this weekend.
Good day, Vanessa. Guys, we are... what I would say 10 out of 10 in terms of getting the predictions right so far. It hasn't been terrible. Last week we were good. This week we are good again. It has been absolutely epic down on the South Coast, guys. Wow. Well done to all the anglers out there that have been trying their hand at fishing. It's been a bit sort of, I would say weather-wise, on the poor side, for a better word, but fishing-wise, holy cow. Yeah, just from eds to non-eds, just been absolutely epic. We're definitely seeing those certain species definitely popping up more and more and more, and big ones, really big ones. And we'll get into exactly what they are. But just a quick shout out to Mick, Reese, Rainier, Mo, Chad, Caden, all getting hound sharks. Really, really nice hound sharks and big ones, really proper big size handies. We've got Jap, we've got Leon, we've got Pete and Shane getting grays. So definitely your target species, but also some eagle rays. So well done there, Chad, on your first one. A couple of lessers, a few small eskims around, some spinner sharks, which is a bit weird because that is really like there's no sides around. So why are they here kind of thing? But they are here and the guys are catching them. And in terms of the edible fish, we've got bronzies, shad and cob. Cool, Vinesh. Plus, our rivers for rock salmon and pike have just been absolutely blowing up at the moment. So it's been wild down on the South Coast. Guys are getting some really good fish. Those hounds have just been impeccable. They've been really good, healthy fish. They've been really good size. You know, it's just been absolutely epic. And we've also got a couple of nice bass at our local dams, with Vian also getting a handful of bass, I would say, now recently of that 2 kilo size. So yeah, saltwater, freshwater, it's just been on fire. The rivers have been on fire, especially for those rock salmon. Umzumkulu being the spot in terms of the rivers. South Brim also not too bad at this stage, Vanessa. So all round, it's been pretty good. We can't complain. Why would you? Because fishing is fishing. You know, you go out there for the love of it. You catch a fish, great. You don't, you walk away with a lesson learned. You've got to pay school fees, Vinesh. So whether you're losing sinkers, losing traces, or losing fish, that's called paying school fees. And I know a lot of guys have. And down in the South Coast, unfortunately, the way that our rocks are and the reefs are, you know, we pay a lot of school fees. And, you know, such is life. It is what it is, Vinesh. Now, just going over to the bait side of thing, though, it seems that Chocka's really been producing, and it's been the potent bait of choice down in the South Coast. It's also been landing some good sort of size bronzies at the moment, especially in that sort of Palm Beach area. We've had a few guys catching one or two bronzies in Trafalgar, Manaba area. So they've been around in a bit of shad every now and again. You get like two or three and then they disappear. And listen, if I was a shad, I wouldn't want to hang around at all, Vinesh, because anywhere near those rocks at the moment, you're going to get a gray shark or something there that's going to eat that shad, or it's us that's going to be there and target them. So, yeah, they're there and then they're gone. So, you know, I wouldn't want to aim for that particularly, but it looks for this up and coming weekend that things might be a bit better. We've had a couple of days of rain. We've had a bit of our rivers, particularly the Umzumkulu, which is one of the bigger rivers down in the South Coast, you know, push out a bit of brown water around. And sort of, as we know, with this sort of north to south sort of current or direction that we generally have the water pushing, most of the brown water is headed down, but there's certain areas where the pockets have been a bit cleaner. We found the water to be sitting around that 22, 23 degree mark, and we've had a bit of a thermocline here and there. So guys have definitely found good areas and deeper water for your non-eds, Margate Pier being a good spot, Orange Rocks, where they've had some good fish. Even at Stabell, things have been a bit quiet there at Stabell, not too great. And as we know from last week, we also had a bit of snook around. So things have been good, Vinesh, definitely good. And looking for this weekend, I think it's going to be, hopefully, if the predictions are right, because it's going to be a west the next couple of days. And a west will either blow itself out really quick or just stay constant for a few days, which is good, because we know it'll clean up the sea. It will, you know, sort of bring in a bit of cold water. We might have, you know, after the west blows, as it's going to blow hard, sort of slightly lesser swells and not so big seas. Because, again, just moving on to the weather, this upcoming weekend, we have some heavy west winds predicted for the week, unfortunately, where it calms down from Friday. So that's good. With an easterly in the afternoon and Saturday, respectively, we do have some pretty big seas as this west blows, as I said earlier. But luckily, when it does calm down for the weekend ahead, we might get some good edible fish again and good rock fishing done. So, yeah, it's been not mixed bag, but it's been good, Vinesh. So anybody coming down to the coast for the weekend, guys, definitely get your hands on some chocker, get your hands on some bonnies, and try a bit of prawn. But there's also been a lot of barbel around, Vinesh. Obviously, it's one thing to just chouse the baits and a bit of peckers. So it's been good. But otherwise, guys, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Stay safe out there. Tight lines. And I am sure everybody is going to get fish this weekend, Vinesh, if it stays predicted. So let's see. We might just be 3-0 this coming weekend. Take care, guys.
Wow, Adam, what a range of species. But I think you listed everything that could have come out this past week. Well done to all the anglers down the South Coast. Guys, as always, if you want to check out these visuals, make sure to check out our YouTube channel. That's where we've got all these images of these catches that has been coming out. It is proof that we have been correct over this past few weeks. And let's see if we continue to be. Now, moving on down to Warna Beach and Amanzimtoti. In fact, that entire Ilova stretch, we are with Gary, who's been reporting on what's been going on over this past week. And yes, there has been some life of fish. Here is Gary with this week's fishing report.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary at Kingsborough. Good morning to you all. Yeah, there was some pompano around in the week. The guys around the rocks at Winkle and that were fishing for them. Getting them look like about that kilo and a half to 6 kilos a size, a fair number of them. The second time I've seen a hook pompano jump was during that spell there. Then the big seas came and it was sort of, we all sat around, but with this eastern that a couple of shad have come out, that's sort of about 350, 400 gram. Grandma size, you know, nice live bait size, have come out. Little cob here and there. A stumpy, I did hear one nice stumpy and one grunter come out. Also, mainly amongst those chaps fishing for pompano there. Yeah, nice to see a 8-9 kilo Pompano jump. Jumps high like a, only second time I've seen one, jumps high and sort of arches its body almost like a queenie. Those big Pompano will come more and more. May and June is the time for that sort of double figure one along here. And then you mainly find, you know, everyone's fishing for Garrick. But the biggest ones I've seen come out have been while I've been fishing for Garrick with live bait. And I think the biggest I saw here was 15 kilos that came out. Yeah, you just need to throw in the right place. It's difficult with all these clip-ons these days to be able to go and throw a nice Pompano bait because you've got so many clip-ons guys sitting around on their hands. But that is the time, May and June. Yeah, I haven't seen much bait-wise. There's been quite a few gannets that were blown up with that one southerly we had and then went back. Looked like mainly juvenile gannets, all that sort of grey-brown colour. We'll see now the big cold front, big southerly approaching us rapidly. The glass is way down, gee, about as far as it can go without falling out of the barometer. And, you know, that's bound to push. We'll see if it pushes any more gannets up. I did get some visual of some anchovies and that off, looked like anchovies off Orange Rocks or one day. Yeah, so things are happening. The pace is picking up along the Kingsborough beaches, and let's hope that the weather plays its part. No big rains now again and all that type of thing to throw us out for a month or two. Good seas, and the game will be on for a variety of fish. Yeah, until next week then, good luck and tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Another great report, my friend. Pompano between 1 to 6 kilos, but the biggest one that you have seen is 15 kilos. That is massive. Absolutely massive. So certainly the time of the year for the Pompano, and it seems as though it's only going to get a lot better. As for that Shad, yeah, looks like he's going to be eaten by everyone or everything. Now, staying in the Amanzimtoti-Illovo stretch, this weekend, Amanzimtoti Beach SA Surf Casting Competition is on. So guys, if you are looking at checking out what that is all about, that is going to be happening at Amanzimtoti. The competition or the league reopens. And for more information of this round one, so this is a good time to get involved. Its entry fees are literally like just $200 or I think even 100 rand for kids. Guys, go and check out the KwaZulu-Natal Shore Angling Facebook page. There's more details on there and the relevant people to get into contact with. Now, let's move on down to Durban, where we are with Mike V and Brad Krubler with this week's fishing report. And things, once again, even with that rainy conditions, has looked absolutely fantastic.
How's it, bud? Yeah, the last week was some very good fishing, from very good to very tight and heavy rain. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday along the beachfront, Glen Ashley, Virginia. That stretch, there was a lot of diamonds. A good couple of grey sharks, some sandies. Between that, those got a couple of stumpies and grunter and some shad. But yeah, up till probably Thursday, Friday, early hours, the fish chowed very nicely. With the western rain that came, it did die off a bit. I know the guys still got 1-1 diamond on the beachfront. Oaks fished and steez that side on Saturday. They got one as well, nice one of about 60. So yeah, the fish did hang around a bit even in the bad weather, and the guys did get their fulls that they needed to get. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, the Oaks were getting some lovely snook, some lovely big cooter in that, battling with the sharks a bit, but the guys are getting their game fish. A couple small bonito around, the Oaks are putting them out for live bait as well, so yeah, they're doing well. On the bottom side, the Oaks are getting their rock cod and slingers and things like that. So if you don't get on the one side, you can always get on the other. In the bay, the grunters have quietened down a little bit, but the guys are getting some lovely kingies, all that sort of thing. 1-2 springer in the mix. The bay just needs to clear up after this weekend's rain a bit, and I'm sure it'll be game on again. Yeah, I think today being Tuesday, the 9th, I think is going to be your last time to try for big fish off the beaches. I think the scratching is going to take up most of your fishing for the rest of the week. So good luck and tight lines, guys. Have a good one.
Well, good morning, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Right, guys, fishing over the last week. So we will start off with, from basically Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday were actually pretty good fishing days. Managed to get some really, really good bottom fish down out there. So some cooter around the bluff side and one or two snook off from Ganey. Yes, then came along the weekend with the rain, and yeah, the rain and the rain and the rain. So we didn't really get out at all over the weekend. Yeah, so guys, with the Cuda Classic coming up over this weekend, now guys, tight lines, man. Good luck. Remember, there are some bonnies out at number one. So if you want nice fresh baits, nice good Cuda baits, yeah, go out to number one, catch yourself a bonnie. And then, yeah, most of my Cuda have been around the bluff side, going as far as the cutting. So guys, that's the best information I can give at the moment. So guys, yeah, tight lines, good luck, and speak to you guys next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Yes, another great report, because we didn't expect it to be, but it was. Lots of fish coming out, like Mike V was saying, so many varieties of species, and the harbor has been producing as well, especially if you are fishing on that drop shot side. Now, speaking of Mike V, guys, he is another one that perseverance. It was that heavy storm, I think, on Tuesday evening, and instead of going home, straight from work, heads down to the beach, waits for the rain to pass, and gets on tight with some diamonds. So big up to Mike V with that perseverance. Brad, thank you so much for that advice as to where to go and get that bait and where you were getting that cooter, because this weekend, it is the Durban Ski Boat Interclub. So that's going to be happening at the Durban Ski Boat Club. So if you want to see some fish, that is certainly the area to come down, and I think the weigh-in is 3 o'clock on Saturday and 2 o'clock on Sunday, as well as the prize giving later on that evening. So Durban Skipper Club is a place to be, as it is the curtain raiser for the Cruiser Classic at the end of the month. So that rounds off South Coast and Durban. Now moving on up to the North Coast, we are with Jesse. Jesse's back this week, and he has got a report of what's been happening in that entire lower North Coast stretch, as well as some great advice as to where to go and fish if these conditions are going to be looking a little too rough for you this weekend.
Hey guys, hope everybody's doing all right. I'm taking a look through the window, taking a look at the weather. And for the first time in a couple of days, sunlight. That's positive. We've had some horrible weather in the last few days. A lot of rain, temperatures plummeted. We went down to 18 degrees to 22 degrees through most days over the last 2 or 3 days. And then it's picked up quite nicely now. So summer's not over just yet. I think we've got a little bit of warm weather coming through. But this is the start of it, and we'll see how it goes from here. I think we're a lot luckier than the guys in Cape Town were, though. They had some horrific weather over the last couple of days. A lot of structures damaged, a lot of houses damaged. I hope everybody that side is all right, and I hope nothing too serious there. As far as fishing goes, as you can imagine, we haven't had a lot of fishing here, especially on our coast here in Belito, where your rock fishing is the predominant style of fishing. And as you can imagine, when the sea picks up, when the wind picks up, it gets quite dangerous to fish on the rocks. So it's not like somewhere like Durban Basin, for example, where if the wind picks up, you can go fish there, because all you got to do is wait onto a bank, go make your cast, and then come back and you're sitting high and dry. It's a situation where if the wind picks up and the waves pick up, you're standing on the rocks and you've got a very good chance that you're going to get washed off those rocks. So just a reminder there to the guys to stay safe if you are fishing in that type of weather. Rather go look for a safer spot where you're fishing on surf, casting towards rocks, instead of standing on rocks, casting off a ledge or something like that. Although the weather has been bad, I've been chatting to a couple of the guys that have gone through, and we've seen some fairly good catches. You know, I didn't think that we would get a heck of a lot of guys fishing, but it seems that with the holidays and everything, the guys are a bit desperate. You know, they kind of want to get out there. They want to go fishing. It doesn't matter if they're sitting in bad weather. You know, for them, they've come a long distance, or if it's their children on holidays and they just want to go out. You know, they're not down from Joburg for their own holiday. Even if it's the local guys and their children have gone on holiday. They kind of, you know, it's relaxing time for them as well, you know, take the kids, drop them off somewhere for the day, and then, you know, just go and do your own thing. And we've seen a lot of, carrying on from last week, we've seen still a ton of stumpies around, which it seems that they've made a very good appearance now, and they don't seem to be tapering off at all. In fact, if anything, it's just getting better and better. So I'd suggest everybody, if you're going to be heading out there and you want to try and get a decent fish, you're not just wanting to go down and play around and get the kids some smaller fish, definitely target stumpies. As normal, I always talk to the guys and I find out what they're fishing with, where they're fishing. And I try not to, you know, kind of get too personal. Like, some guys don't like to give up information, rightfully so. They work hard for their spots and they don't want to get down to the area, and then you find that you've got the 10 guys fishing exactly where you wanted to make your cast. So I keep that a bit of a secret. But what I do like to share, and I don't think too many people mind, is the bait that the guys use, because, you know, that's some solid information. And I don't think the guys are too upset. No, they will get upset if you pass that knowledge on. Just trying to help everybody. So the guys that I've been speaking to that have been fishing in the areas between Mfloti and, let's call it, Tongaat River mouth, a little bit north into Belita, the guys that have been catching a lot of those stumpies have been using mainly sardine. The one gent that's been doing phenomenally well, and when I say phenomenally well, I mean every session he goes down, he catches 3 to 4 stumpies, keeps one for the pots, and the rest go back. And he's been using sardine belly, and he has indicated that if the peckers are around, he just puts a little bit of trocha on the outside of that to kind of keep the bait's integrity up there through that through the pecker run. And it seems that that's working quite well. So sardine belly, I've always been a fan of sardine head. I normally cut a head the same you would do for a flatfish or whatever, or shark, cut it off at an angle, get some of the belly shine on there. I then cut 2 cutlets, very thin cutlets, one on each side of the head, on the gill plates, cotton it up, and off you go. That's a deadly bait for stumpies, and pretty much everything else in between as well, you know, your rock cod and stuff like that. But stumpies absolutely love it. So sardine definitely seems to be the one that's working at the moment. The indication that we've got is the fish are feeding a little bit further out and they're feeding on the high tide. There seems to be a lot of sand moving around now with the winds we've been having. But he did say that he fishes throughout. It's not like he goes down there only at a high tide and then he fishes for an hour or two. He's been fishing from early morning, late into the evening, and he experiences all of the tides, all of the winds. And the one thing he did tell me was that 90% of the fish that he's catching are coming up on the high tide on a very, very far cast. So, and that's going to be location specific. Obviously, if you're fishing in an area where the water is deep enough on the inside, you're going to catch in there. Or if you're going to be fishing in an area where you're fishing a rocky ledge and the water, it goes straight from rocks into kind of 2 meters of water, that's more than deep enough for stumpies. Stumpies have been known to feed in 0.5 meter of water. So just kind of gauge it according to your location and what the sandbanks are doing. They do shift day by day, especially this time of the year. And then obviously in like your August time when the wind starts to pick up for the change in season. So that's pretty much the highlight of the week. We haven't seen anything else from the surf, a couple of other bits and bobs, but not too much. On the boats and the skis, we've seen very, very few guys getting out there. But the guys that managed to launch, the guys that are fishing in kind of your easy to launch areas, and the guys that are willing to run a little bit, you know, launch in, for example, Durban and then run up north, fish kind of your Westbrook, although up to Tinley Manor. It's a long run, but the guys have seen the potential and they're kind of just committing and going for it. They are catching a couple of fish. We've seen some cooter, we've seen some snook. A lot of sharks out there, an absolute ton of sharks. The guys are struggling a little bit with that. Some people say, yeah, but we're always struggling with sharks. At the moment, it is terrible. We've seen a lot of guys complaining about being taxed and all of that. And I find that boils down mainly to the fact that there's just a lot of bonnies around. The bonnies do bring the sharks in. Unfortunately, it's a big meal for them. I'm not going to say it's an easy meal because a bonnie is a very fast meal, but when they do bait ball up and it becomes a feeding frenzy, it's kind of easy pickings for the sharks. And they get a lot of sustenance out of one bonny over almost anything else. So they do like the bonnies. They follow them around. That's why you'll see that if you're fishing number one, for example, number one is known for bonnies. There's a ton of bonnies at number one, especially you know, certain times of the year that's known for the bonnies coming through. You'll find that number one picks up with the bonnies earlier, it lasts longer, and it's more intense than any other spot. Same as somewhere like Alawar Shoal, for example. And that's why the concentration of sharks is so high in areas like that. So yeah, if you're going to be fishing in those areas, just be prepared to lose a couple of fish to sharks. Obviously, your snook are far less taxed than any other species on our coast here. If you do go further north, you do get taxed. I've been taxed on snook by a dolphin up in Mapalon some time back. It's a common thing up there. So I guess there's problems everywhere, but we can overcome them. I'd say that if you're going to be fishing in the weather coming up, I've taken a look at the forecast. There are some gaps. I definitely try for snook. After the rains we've had, I wouldn't say that the rivers came down so bad. I mean, they did come down, but it's fairly in close proximity to the last rains we've had. So a lot of that sediment and silt buildup will have washed out already. So the water coming down the rivers is going to be a lot cleaner than last time. So that's positive. I think we just got to wait for the water to change from brown to green, and I think it's going to be snook time. Gauging by the snook that we had last time after the rains, I think this time's going to be even better. And then obviously the guys fishing at all the river mouths and everything, keep an eye for some cob. Going to be some cob around. But I think that's about it, guys. So from last week, the bass dams have been fishing very, very well. A lot of action, a lot of fish moving into the shallows again. And if your dams haven't gone too dirty from the rains that we've had, then definitely get in there. Also remember, when we do have rains, the fish, as I always say, the fish move into the shallows to feed. They kind of get up into the little pockets. They try and chase the bait that has moved up into the shallows. So the rain mixed with or paired with this time of the year where the fish generally do go into the shallows to feed, especially in the afternoons, is a recipe for success. So I think don't forget about the bass fishing. It is getting a bit cold and stuff, but we still got about a month to 2 months of really good bass fishing before they really move off into deep water and kind of stock up there for the winter. So yeah, guys, let us know what happens. Always interesting to hear your catches. It helps us in the shop to advise other guys kind of like what's happening. And it's good for everybody, you know. Nice to share some knowledge. We will never share your spots if you tell us where the fish are biting. We generally give a rough idea of what's happening, and the guys can kind of work it out on their own from there. They've got their own favorite stumpy spots. If we tell them the stumpies are biting, they'll know exactly where to go. So yeah, don't worry about us sharing your spots too much. Guys, thanks again. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jesse. So good to have you back, because that knowledge that you share is priceless, absolutely priceless. I mean, to where we're catching those stumpies, the baits to use, how to fish for them, the tides that they are coming in or more, their preferred feeding times. That is exactly the information our anglers want on the show. And you know what? That is what gets us into those feeding zones. And great theory on why we are having so much sharks out here. It's certainly because of those bunnies. And yes, that bass fishing is certainly the time for it. Now moving further up the north coast, moving into that Tinley Manor and Voti Mouth area, edibles, according to Savika from Duguza, has been wild. He's been getting reports with the fish that are coming out there. And these are those copper bream, the stumpies like Jesse was talking about, as well as some serious size blacktail. Tugela has produced a lot of cob over this weekend. So Savika has been having his ear to the ground with exactly what's been going on up there. Now, as for that non-edible action, well, unfortunately, not too much reports over this past week. Nothing much coming out of Richards Bay. However, on the offshore side out of Richards Bay and St. Lucia, well, it has been a cooter fest. Lots of cooter, lots of snook, and lots of bonito on the bite. Now, that rounds off our saltwater report. Moving on to the freshwater, where bass has been the talk of the town. And who better to give us this news apart from Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg. Now, Jan also has sent through a report of Mudma Dam overflowing over these rainy periods. And yeah, he's going to tell us more about the fishing. But you know what? On his way home, he passes the Mudma Dam. So he's got the freshest news as to the levels. And those levels are peaking. But what else is peaking on the trout side? Well, let's leave it to Jan to tell us all about it.
Hey there, guys. With other parts of the country in the throes of a drought or in the process of being blown apart by gale force winds, KZN and the Midlands especially has been the lucky recipient of more moderate weather and even more rain, which will assist with the easing of the onset of dry winter. While temperatures have dipped into the single figure range so far, unfortunately the snow forecast for Lesotho did not quite materialize. But hey, it's early days yet. So fingers crossed that we will see some of the fluffy white stuff later on. It is now with great sadness that we announce the passing of Dr. Tom Sutcliffe, born 17th of July 1943 and passed this week on the 8th of April 2024 after a period of illness. Well known in the Midlands trout circle, Tom was a GP in Pietermaritzburg and a partner in Africa's first dedicated fly tackle shop, the well-known The Fly Fisherman, which opened its doors in Harwin's Arcade, Timber Street in Pietermaritzburg in 1981, subsequently moving to Dean Street, and after which a successful line of their rods was named. After a series of newspaper articles, which we continue to this day, Tom's first book, My Way with a Trout, was published in 1984, and the rest, as they say, is history. A founder member of both the Natal Fly Fishers Club, with two stints as chairman, and the Natal Fly Dressers Society, some stints as chairman and still president to this day. Tom was an icon in the fly fishing community. We will be forever grateful for what he has done for our pursuit. His contributions include 6 books, 2 flies, the well-known Zach Nymph and the DDD Dry Fly, and prolific artworks. It cannot be overestimated, and his legacy remains with us. We mourn his passing and offer our sincerest condolences to his family and many friends, both locally and across the world. RIP. Tom, so long, and thanks for all the fish. With only 2 river returns received from the NFFC anglers over the last week, it appears that the misty mizzle conditions and concomitant dip in temperatures kept the rivers free from the trudging anglers. The Moy River yielded a dinky brown trout in the 5 to 7 inch or 13 to 18 centimeter bracket, while the Lions River failed to deliver any of its scalies that has been prevalent prior to the onset of the weather. Having had only a single outing on my favorite stretch of the Bushman's River the entire season, I earnestly need to pull finger and get out there while conditions are still favorable and before the trout river season closes in 7 weeks' time at the end of May. Further afield from the NFFC waters is lower down on the Mgani, a brown and a scaly came to hand. So well done to that angler. And a reminder for any of you guys looking to get some river time this weekend is that the South African Fly Fishing Association, or SAFA, are holding their Senior A Nationals event in the Camberg Valley this weekend, 10th to 14th of April. The Stillwater Fisher folk appear to be a somewhat more hardy lot, with my tongue firmly in cheek here, of course, and a number of returns were received from the NFFC anglers. In among the reports of cold, mist, and rain, there were a number of fish reported, primarily in the 11 to 13 inch, or 28 to 33 centimeter, and 13 to 15 inch, that is 33 to 38 centimeter classes. Although one report mentioned no giants, there were also a couple of fish reported in the 17 to 19 inch, that is 43 to 48 centimeter bracket, and that is a nice solid fish which will put a decent bend in your stick. No flies mentioned in the reports, of course. These guys play their cards close to the chest, but buggers, dragons, damsels, and minnow patterns should be your first port of call currently while water temperatures fall and fish will start feeding up for winter. And as mentioned previously, a smaller trailer fly, a little tempting sweetie, if you want to call it that, like a gold-ribbed hersier or a pheasant tail nymph, will do no harm. So water temperatures were reported to be sitting around 18 to 19 degrees C, dropping slowly, and will continue to drop further as the current nighttime temperatures creep further down into the single figure range. Now, before we even dive into the bass fishing reports, if you haven't heard of the 5.8 kilogram monster that came out in round three of the 2024 Joey's Towing Tournament Trail held last week on Midmer Dam, just where have you been hiding? A huge shout out and congrats to angler Cale Lombard for showing us exactly what lurks in the depths of Midmar. And as for that inevitable question, the fish was taken on a 5-inch Senko, but the color was not provided. Apart from this Midmar monster, we haven't been able to establish any further results for the Joeys and also the Crichton events which were held this past weekend. And on the lure front, trending at the moment, and you have to wonder why that is the trusty Senko. This lure has stood the test of time and catches even the smallest to the biggest bass, and of course everything in between. Anglers are reminded that entries are now open for the very popular Albert Falls Classic, which takes place later this year. Date is still to be confirmed, however, but check the bass fishing socials and get your entry in while you can. Good news from Albert Falls is that the spraying of the hyacinth is taking place. Cincy Holdings, the Water Resources Management Organization, is busy tackling this major issue between the two dams, and that is Inanda and Albert Falls. At Inanda, aerial spraying from helicopters used to eradicate the weed, and at Albert Falls, a sudden surge of hyacinth had the alien invasive plant team acting to control the weed by boat-based spraying. And anglers are reporting positive results, that is, with die-off of weed in places. So guys, tight lines to all. Get that line out and do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Great stuff, Ian. Thank you so much for that tribute to Tom, yes, legend in the fly fishing industry. And our sincere condolences goes out to Tom's family and friends. Guys, Ian has shared Tom's website with me. It's certainly something to go and check out to see what Tom's work was all about. He was such a legendary figure in the industry. Go and check out Tom Sutcliffe, TomSutcliffe. .co.za, and you'll see exactly why he deserves the tribute he gets. As for the fishing, well, guys, that bass is certainly something to marvel at. If you want to see it, make sure to check it out on our YouTube channel. Definitely kudos to the angler. What a catch indeed. A lifetime catch. So absolutely fantastic stuff on our freshwater side. Thank you, Jan, once again for that. And letting us know that we do still just have 7 weeks off that window left to go and fish those rivers. So get on out there and get those rods bending. Now, guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. Like we said, there has been a lot of fish, even though the weather said do not go outside. Guys, perseverance. That's exactly what it was about. And it's going to take some perseverance this weekend because the sea is looking a bit bumpy. But you know what? There are three events going on. We will be involved in all three of them. We are getting involved in the Durban Ski Boat Interclub. We are getting involved in the SA Surf Casting competition that's happening down in Amanzimtoti. And I am going to be at Cuttings Beach talking to a whole bunch of kids about fishing for the future. So guys, that's exactly where it starts. This weekend there will be fishing going on. And if you find yourself being in the right feeding zones thanks to our reports, well guys, please comment, give us a rating, hit that like, hit that follow, hit the subscribe button. Let us know if you find the show beneficial, and let us know on any of these platforms. If you're on Spotify, rate us. If you're on YouTube, let us know in the comments below. If you are on TikTok, let us know out there, and make sure to subscribe and follow no matter which platform you're on. Guys, until next week, I am Vinay Sugrim. On behalf of my reporters at Angler New South Africa, get out there, get those rods bending. But when you do, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.